Well, you know, losing a loved one, to say that's difficult is an understatement. Already we're beginning to see red and green. We're beginning to see orange and brown. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming, and that naturally brings up people's losses. But the fact of the matter is that loss occurs all during the year. And I think one message that people really need to hear, people who are grieving, and I know I've said this before, but I think it's so important, is that it really is okay to grieve. Our world doesn't like it. You know, our world doesn't like sadness. It wants us to be upbeat, positive, happy, put a good face on things, smile, you know, all of those things. But the fact of the matter is that God created us in His image. He is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is a God of relationship. He wants relationship with us. We were wired for relationship with Him and with one another. And so when someone we love is physically separated from us, even if they're with the Lord in heaven, it still hurts. And so it really is okay to grieve. Grief is a natural process. It is part of God's healing process for us. It's also a part of Him training us to look forward to the things ahead in eternity as well. So a big thing here is it really is okay to grieve. And so along with that is I tell people who are grieving very frequently, you know, please breathe deeply and be patient with yourself. Be nice to yourself through this process. Be kind to yourself. This is going to be a roller coaster, a roller coaster of emotions, maybe a roller coaster of physical symptoms too, a roller coaster of emotions. It's going to be up, down, all around, unpredictable, and this roller coaster is going to last longer than 90 seconds. It is going to be, in most cases, a marathon where we're going to need to pace ourselves and be patient. Be patient with God, be patient with ourselves, and be patient with other people, because, you know, one of the mistakes we make is we expect the people around us to get what we're going through somehow, and they just can't. Yeah, you know, it was our loss. It's unique to us. Grief is a lonely road, but other people can walk it with us. They can sympathize. They can empathize. But the one who really knows what we're feeling, you know, that's Jesus Christ. You know, He weeps. I believe He still weeps today. I believe He weeps with us. And that's the biggest comfort for me in the grief process, is knowing God is with us in it, and He really is in the business of healing broken hearts.